first reading today is from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning at verse 27. And after these things he departed and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, that is, doing the job of a publican. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he forsook all things, stood up, and followed him. And Levi made a great reception for him in his house. And there was a crowd of many publicans and of others who were sitting down with him. And their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus answering said to them, "They who are well have no need of a physician, but they who are ill." To illustrate further, a little later in the Gospel of Luke, we read the following. And the Lord said, "To what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like little children sitting in the marketplace and summoning one another and saying, 'We have piped to you, and you have not danced. And we have lamented to you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a man, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. And wisdom is justified of all her children.' And a certain one of the Pharisees besought him to eat with him. And having entered into the Pharisee's house, he reclined. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, knowing that he had sat in the Pharisee's house, obtained an alabaster vessel of ointment, and standing at his feet behind, weeping, she began to shower his feet with tears, and did wipe them with her hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee who had invited him saw, he said within himself, saying, 'This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is who touches him, that she is a sinner.' And Jesus answering said to him, 'Simon, I have something to say to thee.' And he declares, 'Teacher, say on.' A certain lender had two debtors. The one owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. But they, having nothing to pay, he graciously forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most?" And Simon answering said, "I assume he to whom he graciously forgave most." And he said to him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And turning to the woman, he declared to Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has showered my feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. And thou gavest me no kiss, but she, since I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say to thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, because she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, he loves little." And he said to her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they who sat with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this who forgives sins also?" And he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." Do you think the Lord knew that this woman was a sinner when she came in? Do you think he knew that she had committed a sin? Of course he knew. He knew that she had done something very wrong. And what did she do because of it? Did she run and hide? What do we do when we commit a sin? Do we do as this woman did? Do we seek out the Lord where he is found, even if it may be an embarrassing place? Do we come to him as this woman did, grieving within herself, showering his feet with tears, wiping them with her hairs, kissing his feet, and anointing them with the most precious thing we have, this alabaster that had within it ointment. Why did the woman do this? For two reasons. One, because she knew she needed help. She knew that she had sinned and that she needed the Lord's help. But there's something else that the writings tell us. And it's quite clear from the parable the Lord said about the two debts. To whom is forgiven? Who loves the Lord more? He who many sins are forgiven, or he who little is forgiven? And the Pharisee answered rightly, to whom much was forgiven. And we see in this parable, we see in this story, actually this actually happened, and also in the parable the Lord told to illustrate, we see how much this woman loved the Lord. And we need to do the same. We need to both recognize the evil, the sin that we have done, not excuse it, not say, oh, well, it didn't really matter. And we need to love the Lord so much that we're willing to go to him and ask his forgiveness. Now, when you're little, what should you do? When you're a child, you should go to the Lord. You should remember him in your prayers. When you say your prayers at night, you say them in the morning. The Lord says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And he asks us not to lead us in temptation, but deliver us from evil. In those prayers, we're recognizing that we need the Lord's help. But when we're a child, we're fairly fortunate that we also have our parents with us. And it helps tremendously to go to our parents and grieve to them and let them know what we've done wrong so they can help us stop doing it. And so in this parable, in this story, we learn that when we've done something wrong, when we have sinned, do you know what sin is? What is sin? We can't know if we've sinned unless we know what a sin is. A sin is two things. One is doing something that the Lord told us not to do. And secondly, it is doing it because we wanted to, even though we knew it was wrong. Now we say, oh, well, I'll never do that. But we find we do that at times. And that's not a good thing at all. As a matter of fact, it's so bad it's called a sin. And this woman knew she was a sinner. She wasn't trying to hide the fact. She recognized she did something evil. But when we do that, we need to go to the Lord, or perhaps to our parents, and say to them, we have sinned. Just remember the prodigal son who came. I have sinned against God in heaven. He came to his father to ask forgiveness. And so we need to do that. But there's something else in this story. It wasn't just the woman who had the sinner who was weeping at his feet and showering his feet with tears and wiping them with her hair and anointing his feet with the ointment from the alabaster. Who else was in this story? And often we find ourselves more like this man than like the woman. Who was that? It was the Pharisee. Did the Pharisee sin? The Pharisee said, if this man is a prophet, he would know that this woman who's touching his feet is a sinner. The Pharisee thought that he was good. But did he have a sin? I think we can see what his sin was. His sin was that he thought he was good, and this other woman was a sinner, that he deserved the presence of the Lord, but the woman who was a sinner did not. And what did the Lord do? He was invited to this Pharisee's house, who also had sin within him, the contempt in his heart for this poor woman who needed the Lord's help. He didn't want to see her helped. He wanted to see her outside of his house and away from him. There was contempt in the Pharisee's heart, wasn't there? The Lord saw this contempt as well. Simon was speaking within himself. He was saying if this man was a prophet, he would know that she was a sinner. The Lord answered him openly. But here's the interesting thing. The Pharisee invited him to his house. And this Pharisee also was, of course, a sinner. Maybe not a sinner on the outside, but definitely a sinner on the inside. And what did the Lord say? No, I cannot come to your house because you're a sinner? Because you have evil in your heart? No. The Lord came. He accepted the invitation. And why? Because he knew he would have an opportunity to teach Simon about his own sin, to reveal to Simon the sin that was in his heart. Now, we're not told what Simon did. We're not told if he repented or not. We're not told if he was upset with what the Lord told him, or whether he accepted and saw it within him. But we're also not told, when the Lord tells us this, which way we will react. The choice was with Simon, and the choice is with us. Two things that were necessary. Come to the Lord, or in the case of Simon, invite the Lord into his house. We need to be with the Lord. And the second thing, which we know the woman did, but we don't know whether Simon would do this or not, to admit his sin. These are the two things that lead to the Lord. These are the two things we need to do in our life. And so this story in the Word is showing us that we need to be like this woman. We need to weep over what we've done wrong. We need to admit that it is wrong, that it was a sin. But we need to come to the Lord, and we need to love him. And that's why he could say, your faith has saved you, because this was a faith of love. Go in peace.